It is the Morning Fury on this Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock hour. Eddie Fury of you, and to let you folks know, Sand Lake Broadcasting, our sports department, is also part of a pretty cool organization here with the Thumb Sports Writers and Media here in the great in the whole of the Thumb here, covering, I do believe, parts of Lapeer County, Tuscola County, Sand Lake County, and Huron County. And we have a Thumb Sports Writers Association group, folks, and it's a very nice organization with different sports writers, different perspectives, and pretty much all our coverage area schools and a Blue Water Area Conference and the Big Thumb Conference, now known as, gets covered pretty well for our fine sports writers. And with me on the phone is Paul Adams of the Huron County View. He is the president of your Thumb Sports Writers Association group. And Paul, how are you doing this morning? Sorry to get you up so early.
Well, you know, anything for you, Eddie. You know, I'm not a morning person, but no, I'm doing great. It's a great intro. Sports Artists Association's been around for over 20 years now. That's really, really hard to believe, but we've been doing this thing for a long time. We're about to have our 12th annual All-Star Game. So we got really good things coming up.
Yeah, that's the 12th Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Thumb All-Star Basketball Games, which consists of graduated seniors. It's coming this Friday night at Cass City High School. Before we get to that, Paul, we just wrapped up the sports season for high school with softball and baseball. And we did not come on the winning end with the Unionville Sibling Patriots, but they also made history this year. And you were there at Michigan State University and a lot of our sports writers in the group there. Just talk about this dynasty of the USA girls team that some of them will probably end up on our basketball teams as well. But what a remarkable run they had. It's hard to win a state title as it is, but for them to make it to the state finals once again, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. If you take away the COVID year, obviously we lost the season there. This was the sixth straight championship game appearance for USA. They were going for their sixth straight championship, which would have been a state record. They didn't get that, but they're still tied with five straight. And just to put this thing into perspective a little bit more, USA's appeared in a record 14 state championship games and has 10 state championship banners. Those are both records. Individually, they have a ton of records up and down the state championship record board, as well as team records. And this is just, as sports writers, we almost take it for granted that Father's Day weekend, we're just going to be spending our weekend down at Michigan State. But, as a sports writer, I don't think there's anywhere else I'd rather be at this time of the year. These girls took us on another heck of a run. We had some really memorable games. We had a 9-inning game against Brown City. Brown City had two chances to walk off on USA. The bottom of the 8th inning, Brown City had the bases loaded against USA. All they had to do was push her run across, and the dynasty was ended in the regional semifinal. So, just puts into perspective how delicate that run was. But when you look back on it, total domination, and there's still plenty more in store. It just didn't go their way this year, but USA is going to be back down to Michigan State next year, guaranteed.
Great, great coverage, by the way, from all you guys too. So, all right. So the Thumb Sports Writers Association does have a Facebook page, folks. You can check that out on Facebook if you've not been there to check things out and full details. But we're going to talk about it this year, taking place at Cass City. This is the second time in Cass City, but that was COVID year. We played outside, and you could see street basketball on the courts outdoors. That was during the COVID year, if you recall, which I thought was pretty cool. We drew a big crowd, much to the chagrin of the health departments, but we kept things pretty kosher there. And I think people were happy to be outside as it is, just to see the teams come together and do that. But now we're in the gym in Cass City for this season, and then this is the first for Cass City inside the gym. Am I correct?
That's correct, Eddie. And, just to touch base on that 2020 game played outside, that's one of the proudest moments I have of the Thumb Sports Writers Association, that while everything around us was being canceled, we said, no, we're going to find a way to play this game. We found a great outdoor facility, and we got the games in, and we gave those kids a memory that they'll never forget. I know the sports writers who were there will never forget that. And this is the second time. This is actually like the third time we've tried to bring these games to Cass City, and circumstances haven't worked out. I'm so excited. Talked to Athletic Director Brett Ross on Monday, and he's so excited to host us. This is a great venue. If you haven't been there, they call this place the Pit. It's just a very unique atmosphere in there. And I couldn't be more excited to bring this to Cass City. We have now started an official three-county rotation, and this is Tuscola County's opportunity to host this thing, and I could not be more excited.
Yeah, in the past, we've been in Bad Axe a couple times as well, and in, traditionally it's held in Sandusky. And this is being held like kind of like a week early, isn't it, this year?
No, we're on par. Okay. With the way that the schedule goes. We always have it the week after the softball finals to allow, you know, if kids are playing in the softball or baseball finals, that opportunity to play in this game. So it just so happens that the calendar's pushed up a little bit, but where we have it on the, you know, where we usually schedule it is 1 week after the baseball softball finals, which is still the case this year. It just seems early, but it's really not.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the 12th year. Hard to believe it's been that long. It's flown by. I'm a grandpa now. Back in year one, back in 2014, I had no grandkids at that time. I think I was still kind of a young buck for my age at that time. But I'm looking back. We just put up the Thumb Sports Writers Association Facebook page, looking back in history in 2014. And this just like bringing back a memory in 2014. Where Brad Schaub, great basketball player himself, played Division I, was the MVP in Marlette. And it's people need to go take a look at this. But what I like about this, you get it, some seniors get to shine. Some, they didn't shine during the regular season because sometimes you could be so deep on the bench. And then what comes out of this, you may expect your best player of the year with our voting aspect of it. But sometimes a deep bench player will pop up. And you get to see this all-star team put together of seniors, but sometimes you get just a diamond or rough, and it's happened. I would say half the time here, we get to see some of these senior players pop up and then shine for a game.
Yeah, one of my favorite memories is in 2017, kid from North here, and Matt Colt,
yeah,
was the MVP. He scored 20 points. Out of nowhere, he caught fire. And it was such a great moment for those who were there. The teammates that were on his team that he's never played with before were feeding him the ball because they recognized he was the hot hand. He finished with 20. His team wins. He gets the MVP. It was such an awesome moment. And that's, you know, another moment that sticks out to me is on the girls' side. I remember talking to a USA girl and talking her into participating in the three-point contest. I'm like, you need to be a part of this. You're a great shooter. She's like, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to go out there and put myself out there. Well, lo and behold, she goes out there and she wins the thing. It's those moments that stick out to me. And I hope that, you know, stick with the players because that's what this is all about. You know, when we toss the ball up Friday night, it's all about a celebration of these seniors, the careers they've had representing their schools. And hopefully they can make one last memory that they remember, the parents, the grandparents, friends, coaches, you know, media members that, you know, give us something to look back on and smile about. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so the 12th year, 12th edition of the Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Thumb All-Star Basketball Games are Friday night. Be at Cass City High School. Admission $7, where proceeds going to our TSA to help with our yearly costs. And that will be this Friday night. This Friday night, June 20th, the tip-off will begin at 6 p.m., correct, with a girls' game?
Yeah, we start with the girls' game, and we got a busy night on tap, Eddie. You know, we start at 6, halftime of the girls' game. We're doing boys' three-point contest. Between games, we're doing a dunk contest. We're going to try to get that boys' game as close to 7:30 as we can. Halftime of the boys' game, we're going to do the girls' three-point contest. So it's a great night. $7. I don't know if you can get a better bang for your buck in this area for $7 to get all that entertainment and, you know, helps us highlight the student athletes, which you know, that's what the Thumb Sports Writers is all about, highlighting student athletes. We have some events that we do. This is one of our biggest ones. And then, you know, this helps us later in the year with with awards for the fall season, awards for the spring or the winter season. You know, and the cost of everything keeps going up. So that's why we had to raise the admission a couple of years ago from $5 to $7. But, you know, we're not making any money on this. We're just covering our costs and investing it back into the athletes.
And welcome back to the Morning Fury Radio Show. With me, Paul Adams of the Huron County View. He is the president of the Thumb Sports Writers Association. The All-Star Basketball Games this Friday at Cass City High School. This Friday night, the first game starts at 6 p.m. with the girls' game. Let's talk about the rosters. It's an all-star senior team, and we have pretty much finalized the lineup. It could change the day of. Things happen. It happens from time to time. Let's talk about who our all-star coaches for the girls, boys, and the rosters, Paul.
Yeah, I'll just go right down the list on my list, you know, starting with the all-star West boys. We got Brandon Coleman from Millington. He is in his last, this is his last duties as Millington head coach. He is retiring. So this is a great way to send him out. He gets three of his own players on there, including his own son, our all-thumb player of the year, Brad Coleman, Owen Krieger, and Bryce Martin. So what a great way to send a coach out. We've done this many, many times throughout our all-star games. We try to find coaches that might be in their last game with a good group of seniors, and he certainly has that. You know, this roster features a pretty good mix. You've got Austin DeRusso from Kingston, a couple Brown City kids on here, Jabari Travis from North Branch. I think that kid's going to be really fun to watch. Landon Bursick from USA, Austin Long. Pretty good roster there. And then for the East boys, making his first ever coaching debut is, and I'm really happy about this because he's a great guy, a great coach, is Eric Glaza from Bad Axe. And he gets three of his own on there, Michael Jansen, Grady Seltz, and Damon Blackstock. So I know I talked to Eric a couple of times. He's super excited to do this. He's got a couple of Cross Lex guys. Unfortunately, Coach Campbell's son could not play. He was invited, but he had a knee injury and knee surgery. A couple Deckerville guys on this roster, Hunter Garza, Logan Martin. You got a couple from your all-thumb team of the year, Harbor Beach, Jax Malinsky, Dustin Emmerich on this team. North Huron, it's got Caleb Anaszewski, so the Warriors are represented. And there's a couple up from Ubley, Tyler Bush from Sandusky. So really, I think, pretty good balance on the boys' roster. The girls' West roster is coached by an absolute thumb legend, Reggie Ignash. And he gets two of his players, his own daughter, Shelby Ignash, and Lexi Champagne. A couple of Brown City girls on that team. A couple of Laker girls. Three Kingston girls. Two Millington girls. Two North Branch and a Peck. So that's a pretty stacked roster for the all-thumb West girls right there. And then finally, the East girls are coached by, and I'll tell you, you can't find much of a better person than this. Ellen Ballmering from Harbor Beach is coaching this team. She is ecstatic to coach this team. Won a district championship this year. She gets three of her own on this team. Haley Guitar, Bridget Anderson, and Reese Rubel. A couple from Bad Axe. A couple from three from Cross Lex, three from Sandusky, and two from Ubley. So I think these rosters are going to be pretty competitive with each other. And you just never know who might have that breakout performance and breakout night. You know, there's a lot of star power on these teams. But as you said in the last segment, Eddie, sometimes it's that player that you haven't really heard of, and they could have a breakout night.
So talking to coaches, how special it is for them too, because you know they admire from across the line on the other side to be able to coach this all-star team too.
Oh, 100%, Eddie. I mean, and I got to thank the coaches. Without them, we can't have this game. You know, I ask them to do quite a bit. You know, I provide them with a list of names and contacts. They set up practice times. Matter of fact, yesterday I just went to Millington and Cass City practice. That was really awesome. Tonight I'm heading over to Harbor Beach, and then on Thursday I'm going over to Bad Axe. So I always make my rounds during All-Star Week. I like to just meet with the teams, kind of tell them how the night's going to go, and there's some other things that I have to do. with that. But huge props to the coaches for taking this on, because it's in their free time that they're doing this. And, you know, we're very thankful that they're, you know, we find coaches that are willing to do this.
All right. That's a 12th edition, our 12th year of the Thumb Sports Writers Association All Thumb All-Star Basketball Games this Friday night, Cassidy High School. The doors open probably in the 5 o'clock hour there, Paul, right?
Yeah, you know, usually people start coming in about 5:30 or okay. So, and you know, Cass City's got a big gym; they'll be able to fit everybody in. We're hoping it's not as warm as it was in Marlette last year.
Yeah,
that was not comfortable.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be warm, but I don't think it's going to be that hot.
Yeah, admission just $7. Again, proceeds going to the Thumb Sports Writers Association. There's another way you can help the TSA folks, because in July we have a golf tournament. And Paul, you're going to be golfing later today at Ubley Heights, I believe. The 2025 TSA Golf Outing, this is the second edition, is coming back again this year at Ubley Heights Golf and Country Club, Thursday, July 17th. This is a fun event, Paul, that people should get involved too, coaches, athletic directors, even players.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're looking for whole sponsors. We're looking for door prize, any donations we can get as far as prizes go. We're certainly looking for players. It's $75 a person to play. 300 a team. Again, in the Thumb Sports Artists Association, we like to keep things as affordable as we can while still making a little bit of money. Full sponsors are just $50, and we like to keep it that way, keep it nice and cheap. Everybody's got hopefully an extra $50 laying around, and the proceeds from that are separate. They don't go into the same pool as the All-Star Game. They go to the first class of the All-Thumb Sports Writers Hall of Fame, which is going to be launching in January. We are, I believe, January, I think it's a Saturday, January 20th. We are going to have our first ever Hall of Fame class inducted. That we have the class selected. We're not ready to announce that quite yet. But we have the venue secured. We're going to have it at Ubley Heights. We are absolutely ecstatic to have this this Hall of Fame. You know, 20 years plus of the Thumb Sports Writers Association. Now we're going to celebrate our past and really, you know, honor some of our most outstanding athletes and coaches and others who have been associated with Thumb Athletics.
All right, and that golf tournament, again, July 17th. But, folks, let's think about the All-Star Basketball Games for our seniors. Let's honor them. Final time on a high school hard court, Cassidy High School, this Friday night. Admission $7. Tip-off begins with a girls' game at 6 p.m. Three-point contest for girls and boys and a slam dunk contest. We got a gal that can dunk it. We love to see that. I'm talking to you, Ignash. So, check it out. Paul, looking forward to tonight and seeing all the guys and the gang this Friday night. I'll see you then.
Absolutely. Such a great time. Thanks for having me.